Whale economics. It's something you've got to think about if you're running a facility like the Georgia Aquarium. They spent $6.5 million to import beluga whales from Russia, but got blocked by the government. Now, they've said no to collecting wild belugas. Instead, they're trying to keep their whale exhibit afloat through buying and breeding. That got us wondering, how's the whale market looking these days? It's training time for the Georgia Aquarium's belugas. Trainers clad in wetsuits sit at the top of the tank. When they move their arms, the animals respond, popping up out of the water, turning in circles, singing. Down front, kids and adults stand, hands reaching out to the glass as if they could touch the whales as they slip by.
They fall in love with them. It's hard to fall in love with a fish in the same way you fall in love with a marine mammal.
Mike Levin is CEO of the Georgia Aquarium. His job is to keep providing that feeling to visitors. That feeling brings 2 million people to the aquarium each year. By one estimate, that feeling has brought almost $2 billion to Georgia's tourist economy. But there's a problem.
It may be that there will be no belugas available to be seen in the United States, and that exhibit will go away.
Captive beluga numbers are shrinking. There are 26 in U.S. aquariums, and it's hard for the whales to breed in such a shallow gene pool. The next best option? Buy a whale from a foreign aquarium. But Levin says that can be expensive.
Beluga whales, if you can get them at all, cost in seven figures to get a beluga whale here under the circumstances today. The market is essentially what you're willing to pay.
And importing a whale isn't exactly easy.
I like to say in government, there's a form for that.
Nicole Buff works for the National Marine Fisheries Service. It oversees the Marine Mammal Protection Act, or MMPA, which regulates the import of animals like belugas.
So the first thing you need to do is complete and submit an application to import that marine mammal for public display.
LaBeouf's agency reviews that application, shares it with other federal agencies, then opens it up for public comment.
But the big thing that you need to have in your application is you need to make sure that your application meets several MMPA criteria to hold marine mammals for public display.
You have to be open to the general public, have a license from the USDA, run an educational program, prove your actions won't hurt the species in the wild, have the right facilities, have the right staff. And LaBeouf says that's just the start.
It's not something that a mom and pop operation is going to be able to get into.
And applications get denied. That's what happened when the Georgia Aquarium tried to import 18 wild belugas from Russia.
The fact that perhaps in 30 to 50 years we won't have belugas in captivity is my goal. So there's nothing but positive in that.
Naomi Rose works with the Animal Welfare Institute. She says it's time for the Georgia Aquarium to change directions.
Let's do what's right by the animals now, retire them to sanctuaries, and move on to Plan B, which is some other exhibit, you know, at Georgia Aquarium, at any of these facilities that have belugas, replace that exhibit with something else.
But for now, that's not the Georgia Aquarium's plan. Whales drive visitors. So CEO Mike Levin says they're not giving up on finding more belugas. It could cost millions, but even if they fail, Levin sees a silver lining.
Just for example, if we were the only facility in the United States that had beluga whales, you could raise the price of admission. So, I mean, you in order to see them.
So, now might be a good time to go ahead and buy those tickets. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.